Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim. And we are now in the fifth perek, in the 11th halacha. And B'siyata Dishmaya, we've already seen beautiful, beautiful neflos mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. In the Rambam Bechlal, and in this halacha Bifrat, we already had one series of Shiurim on this halacha. And talking about how Eretz Yisrael is a mechaper avon. Very, very fascinating. Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. Ve'achshav anachem mitkadmim, shuv, ze shiur al ha-Rambam. Asichim leva'er at divrei ha-Rambam. Ram kotev that even if somebody walks arba amos in Eretz Yisrael, he's zoiche l'chayei ho'olam habo. U'mikoro mitivrei ha-Gemara b'mesechet ktubot, b'dav kuf yud alef, אמר רב ירמיה בר אבא, אמר רבי יוחנן, כל המהלך ארבע אמות בארץ ישראל, מובטח לו שהוא בן עולם הבא. Anybody who walks ארבע אמות in Eretz Yisrael is assured that he is a ben עולם הבא. Just the Rambam was משנה מלשון הגמורה, הוא כותב זכה, זוכה. בגמרא כתוב מובטח, ברמב"ם כתוב זוכה. מה ישנה? אז השאלה הראשונה הניצבת בפנינו היא מה ההבדל, למה הרמב"ם שינה מלשון הגמרא? וכדרכנו בקודש, כמעט כל שיעורינו בהלכות מלאכים, אנחנו מתבססים על דברי מורינו ורבינו מאור עינינו לשמו לזכרו תאוות נפש, הגאון רבי דוד זצ"ל. אז זו שאלה ראשונה. שאלה שנייה, בגמרא בפסחים, בדף קי"ג, כתוב שם שלושה מנוכלי העולם הבא, ואלוהן הדר בארץ ישראל, והמגדל בניו לתלמוד תורה, והמבדיל על היין במוצאי שבת. אז הקושי הוא, מדובר פה בדברי רבי יוחנן. אז רבי יוחנן שם אומר, שאם אתה רוצה להיות מנוכלי העולם הבא, live in Israel, raise your children for Talmud Torah, and be mavdil al hayayin and motzei Shabbos. Here, the same Rabbi Yochanan says in Ksubis that it's enough to walk arba amos in Eretz Yisrael. So here he gives you a discount. You don't have to mamish live in Eretz Yisrael. You just have to come, walk arba amos, do your arba amos. You get off the plane. You walk off the plane, two amos back to the airplane, or maybe it's for a new amos. So you walk four amos. You walk four amos back, and shalom al Yisrael. You're olam haba. So why does he say you have to live when here he says enough arba amos? Ubisifri b'sof ha'azinu ubiyushalmi b'shkalim b'perek gimel sof halacha gimel. Tanim shem Rabbi Meir, kol mi shekavua be'eretz Yisrael u medaber b'lashon ha'kodesh ve'ochel perotav b'tahara וקורא קריאת שמה בבוקר ובערב, יהי מבוסר שבן עולם הבא הוא. So if someone is kavu in Eretz Yisrael, speaks Lashon HaKodesh, which we recently, Baruch Hashem, had a beautiful series of shiurim on the speaking Lashon HaKodesh, and he eats his peiros b'tahara, and he reads Kriya Shema in the morning and at night, so such a person should be mivusar. He should receive the tidings that he is what? He is a ben olam haba. Ne'amar b'zeh kavua be'eretz Yisrael. Okay, now we're trying to get olam haba here also, right? So what do you have to do? You have to be kavua in Eretz Yisrael. It's not enough. For him, we said live in Eretz Yisrael. And we also have an argument to walk arba amos in Eretz Yisrael. And here we have that you have to be kavu in Eretz Yisrael. ומה שתמוע כאן שבפירוש תיקלן חדתין, הוא מביא את הגמרא בכתובות לגבי הליכת ארבעה אמות, והוא לא העיר שזה לא מתאים לדברי הירושלמי. הוא יצריך להגיד שזה לא מתאים לירושלמי. כשהוא מציין לגמרא בכתובות. גמרא בכתובות זה הליכת ארבע אמות, ובירושלמי זה להיות קבוע בארץ ישראל. וזה דומה, באמת הירושלמי דומה למה שראינו בגמרא בפסחים קי"ג, שם כתוב דר בארץ ישראל, כאן כתוב קבוע בארץ ישראל, אז הם דומים, אבל איך זה מסתדר עם מה שלמדנו בכתובות שצריך רק ללכת 400? וגם צריך להבין את the different lashonos. In the Gemara Ksubis, it says a lashon of muftach lo, and in the Gemara in Pesachim, it says minoich le'olam haba. And in the Sifri and the Yerushalmi, we have a different lashon, right? The Sifri Sof Hazini, Yerushalmi Shkolim, we have a different lashon, and there the lashon is ben olam haba. As ma pesher ha-shinuyim, ba'elu, between Arba Amos, Kavu in Eretz Yisrael, Dor in Eretz Yisrael, ben olam haba, noich le'olam haba, Zoiche, muftach lo, either muftach lo, in the Gemara it says muftach lo shu ben olam haba, in the Yerushalmi it says yeh mevusar lo, mevusar shu ben olam haba, but we also have a different way of getting olam haba In Pesachim, it's minoichalei olam haba. And again, we also have the difference between zoich and muftach that the Rambam changed. So we want to basically understand all these different lashonos. What's the difference between nochalei and ben, etc. B'tosfot, b'ktubot, b'daf kuf yud gimel amud bet, b'dibur ha-matchil mezuman, הקשה על המבואר, תוספות הקשו, על המבואר שם בסוגיה שיצתה בת קול ואמרה, קול דהבה באשקפתי דרבי מזומן לחיי העולם הבא. Anybody who is at the Levi of Rebbe is מזומן לעולם הבא, שואלים תוספות תמה, והלא כל ישראל יש להם חלק לעולם הבא. So why do you have to go to Rebbe's Levaya? Upeirash HaRav Rebbe Meir, Kol Eichad Amar Mezum Lechai Elam Haba, Hainu B'lo Yedin U'B'lo Yisurim. When it says Mezum Elam Haba, of course, Koyis Hashem Chalik Elam Haba, Koyis also have, there's going to be a Din Yisurim. If you're at Ashkavte de Rebbe, there's no Din, there's no Yisurim, straight to Elam Haba. Kach Mitarzim Tosfot. However, when it says in the Gemara that if you walk Arab Amis in Eretz Yisrael, you can't say that Pshat in the Gemara, because if you sin, of course you're going to get punished. Even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, Ashkafta de Rebbe was in Eretz Yisrael. So you don't need the baskol, typically, that he walked Arba Amos in Eretz Yisrael. So it must be Arba Amos in Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with the Bilo Din Rilo Yisurim, otherwise you wouldn't have to go to the Ashkafta de Rebbe, right? So if you walk Arba Amos in Eretz Yisrael, there is Din and there is Yisurim. And then we have the same Kasha then. So Maika Mashman, Koy Yisrael Shem Chalek Olam Haba. So we have a Gemara that promises us Olam Haba for walking Arba Amos in Eretz Yisrael. Koy Yisrael Shem Chalek Olam Haba. So you can see there in the Chiddush HaGadol of the Maharal, in the Sefer Be'er Sheva, the beginning of Perek Chelek, he writes that to be Miyashiv the Kasha of Tosis, Zun L'chai Lam Haba is a Darga, it's a Hari Darga from Yesh Lo Chelek Lo Lam Haba. That's what the Baskol came out and said. It's a higher Madrega, Mezumin. Ve'en Kenze, Ben Yankov, Ve'en Hedrim, Dav Peiches, Shalch Mitom, Ezu Ben Olam Haba, An V'san V'shval Berech. So it says in the Gemara, who's a Ben Olam Haba? Somebody who's humble, he's got doesn't make anything of himself. So even though Kol Yisrael Shem Chelek L'Olam Haba, when it says Ben Olam Haba, means that he's going to be God of a Choshev L'Olam Haba. So you see that Ben Olam Haba has a different inzich, a different mashmos. Ben Olam Haba, of course, Kol Yisrael Shem Chelek L'Olam Haba. But when it says Ben Olam Haba, it means that you're going to be a God, or you're going to be a Choshev in Olam Haba. And Bava Mitzia Peiches Lamed Beis Kol Amak Natzmal Divrei Torah B'Olam Hazeh Nasa God L'Olam Haba. And that's the Anvesan Ushval Berech. If you're making yourself in this world, then for Divrei Torah, then you're a God of Olam Haba. So that's the same as Anvesan Ushval Berech in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And so that means he's going to be Chashev in Olam Haba. You make yourself small for Divrei Torah in this world, you're going to be great in the next world. But Vabasrib, Da Yuram and Aleph, Shalu is David ben Shlomo ben David, Ezul ben Olam Haba. And it says, Kol Sheneged Zekein of Kavod. Based on a pasuk in Yeshaya 24:23, and before his elders will be his glory, referring to those who are honored in the world, as Rashi explains, due to their wisdom. זה עד שכאן החכם, כלומר כל שחוכם לא קל בתוך החמצה, לא משום אשרה. So such a person is destined for the world to come. So you see that a Ben Olam Haba is related to Chashivus. And that's like the Ein Yaakov we saw before. So again, we have the, they said, who's a Ben Olam Haba? An Anvis and Rishval Berech. And the Ein Yaakov said, And he says, a Ben Olam Haba is that he's a Gadol and he's a Chashiv Olam Haba. And also, Kolamak de Matzimu Divrei Tov Olam Haza Nasi Gadol Olam Haba. And that's also, you're makting yourself in this world, you're an Anvisan and a Shval Berech. So you have Chashivus in Olam Haba. So that's like the Ein Yaakov before, who said that when it says, Ezu Ben Olam Haba, Anvisan and a Shval Berech, it means you have Chashivus in Olam Haba. And also when it says, they asked David, who's a Ben Olam Haba, called Jeneged Zekain of Kovid. Also, the Gemara says, Vaiter over there, that who's Chashiv? Right? Yosef, the son of Yehoshua, became ill and fainted. His father said, what did you see when you were unconscious? He had an NDE, a near-death experience. He said, I saw an inverted world. Those above, those who are considered important in this world, are not considered important in that world. Those who are considered unimportant in this world are considered very important in that world. So you see, there's also an inyan of, and here we're saying, Ben Olam Haba. So you see in the context, and it's connected to Cain of Covet. In other words, if they give him Covet in this world, then in the next world, he will be, that's considered somebody who's, he's going to be considered Chashiv, right? We're talking about being Chashiv in Olam Haba. So this Gemara talks about being Chashiv in Olam Haba, that the people who were Elyonim Lamatav, Tachtonim Lamayla, the person who were, people who were high in this world, the rich people, the powerful politicians, over there, Lav dafka lamata, and tachtainim, and those in this world were lower lamala. So he said, ana olam baris, and then he says, vanan heichichazisinan. And what about us? So he says, us, just like we're chashiv here, we're chashiv over there. And that relates to what we said earlier, culture is a negative cane of covet. You're getting covet here, you're going to get covet there. So again, you see the same idea of a ben olam haba being somebody who's a chashiv in olam haba. So you see from all of these sources, ben olam haba is somebody who's considered chashiv and Olam Haba. And okay, so that's the now we have a little bit of a Havana. And what it means to be a Ben Olam Haba, it means that you're going to be Chashiv and Olam Haba. But we still also have to understand, and that helps us understand, right? We said, what's Pshat? That if you walk Arba Amos in Eretz Yisrael, Muftach Loshu Ben Olam Haba, Arei Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelik L'Olam Haba. So that's the answer that we saw, that not only Yishlam Chelik L'Olam Haba, you're going to be Chashiv in Olam Haba. In the Sefer Taras Chaim, in Sanhedrin Peches Amar Aleph, there it says, the Nidon Bezu Ben Olam Haba, Hainu Kemoshu Hu Achshav Belo Lidon Bechibut HaKever, Bontra Shal Gehenim. And so he says that when it says in the Gemara, it's talking about who's a Ben Olam Haba, the answer is that he's not going to get Chibur HaKever, he's not going to have that pain in the grave, he's not going to get the ownership of Gehenna, and that stems with what we saw in Tosfos and Ksubis, right? Tosfos and Ksubis says that there was a basket that came out at Rebbe, anybody who was going to Rebbe's funerals, Mezumen L'chai Olam Haba, I call Yisrael Shem Chilek Olam Haba, so Tosfos says that he's not going to get punished until he gets, before he gets, goes there. So here also, Sefer Taras Chaim and Masechah Sanhedrin 88a, says when it says Ezu Ben Olam Haba Kemoshu Achshav Belo Lidon Bechibur HaKever Vonshu Shel Gehenim. So he's not going to be punished. That's what it means. That's what it means when it says in the Gemara Ben Olam Haba that he's not going to be punished before he gets there. And that also stems with the Gemara Bav Metzia, which actually Peheil Mitbeis. The Gemara Bav Metzia says that Kol Hamakdin Atzmo. Right, it says in the pasuk in Iyov, "Katan v'gadol shamu ve'evet chavshi me'adayna." What does the pasuk mean? "Atu lo yadinan katan v'gadol shamu." Do I not know that in the grave you have katan v'gadol? So what's the pasuk telling us? Ella, this is after we learn pasuk in Iyov 3:19. You're makin yourself in Torah. In this word, you make yourself small, you become a gadol olam haba. And for your meisim atzmo ke'eved, al divrei Torah b'olam haza nase chavshi olam haba. Make yourself an eved for it to acquire divrei Torah in this world, you become free in the next world. So what does it mean, free? So you become a gadol olam haba. When you become free, it means you're free from yisurim. And that's like the Torah's Chaim says. That's what happens if you're a humble person. If you're an anvasan, you're a shval berech. So then you're going to be free from yisurim and olam haba, right? That's the nidon in the Gemara when the Gemara discusses who's who gets in Sanhedrin peches, who's a ben olam haba, anvasan v'shval berech. So the Taras Chaim says it means that you're going to olam haba without being punished, without suffering. So that's also the Gemara over here above Metzia Pei Amid Beis. If you're makning yourself for Torah in this world, so then you become a god, you become chashiv l'olam haba. So it's a special chalik in olam haba, not just a regular chalik, but you have a more important chalik. And if you're amazing yourself ke'eved, then you're nasa chavshi, you're free from yisurin. So it's the same idea. If you're humble, then it frees you from yisurin. You go straight to olam haba. You don't have to worry about the din on the way there. You're going to go straight there. And that's also pshat in the Gemara, that famous Gemara in Tainis 22a says the Torah Chaim. The Rebroka asked Eliyahu HaNavi if in this marketplace there's somebody who's going to olam haba. So what does it mean? Everyone's going to olam haba, all the Jews. The answer is without yisurim. Problem is that it also says in the Gemara in Brachas 4b, Brachas 9b, 4b, it says if you say Asherah every day, if you say Tehillah David every day, three times a day, you're Muftach Lusha Ben Olam Haba. Does that mean that you're not going to get yisurim? Muftach Lusha Ben Olam Haba without yisurim, just for saying Asherah three times a day? You're staying straight to Olam Haba? Wow, it's a good deal. Hard to believe. And the Gemara in Tain Brachas 9b, Ezu Ben Olam Haba, Zasamach Gula Shel Arvis, L'Tfilah Shel Shachris. Yisamach Gula Tfilah, that's it. No Onesh? I'll go straight to Olam Haba just for being Samach Gula Tfilah. That's an easy one. So we have to understand what this Indian of Ben Olam Haba is. We have to understand the Shinu L'Shanis and the different Chazals and between the Rambam and the Gemara. And that's Unzer Arbit, Zabu Dashelana, Bezrat Hashem, Bashi'ur Abba. ובינתיים אני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד שהאזנתם, ובעזרת השם אנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם, אהובי ידידי מורי ורבותיי, שלום שלום, בלי נדע נמשיך.